Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Man, I tell you what, I feel like I'm on repeat each and every week right now. I got nothing new to say to you guys. Did you even waver for a second? You knew exactly we had him right where we wanted him. Gosh, man. Goodness gracious.
That had to have been the edited version of the post-game speech from Ben Johnson. Gosh and goodness gracious. Like, he knew it was going to be on social media. So
Ned
he
Flanders.
Kept it clean.
Oakley,
you know what else? He was kneeling on the floor. Did you guys pick that up? Like, he was kneeling on the floor to begin the video and then, like, got up. And I'm like, what happened here? Like, it was demonstrative. You have to go back and watch.
There was some doubt, by the way.
Yeah, no, I definitely had doubts. I will admit that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's it. It's the fact that, as we've said many times in many different ways, if you win one score games in the NFL, you're a winning team. And for once, the Bears are 4-1 this season in one score games. Not only is it the opposite, the stark opposite of the regime from years past with Matt Eberflus, but to be able to have confidence that you think as a team that you can go down the field and win, that may be the most startling point of it all. It's that when they're asked to go down the field, even when they haven't been as successful previously in the game, we are seeing results.
The adage is, before my time anyway, and you could say it's evergreen, good teams find a way to win. Bad teams find a way to lose. We saw last year that the Bears were really good at finding ways to lose. This year, they seem to have found over halfway through the season, they have found ways to win. That is undeniable. So you look at it and say, clearly everyone is on the same page in a way that if the game is just there for the taking in the fourth quarter, the Bears, more times than not, many more times than not, have found a way to win the game.
Well, and I will even say this, that there is a, dare I say, sustainability to the way the Bears have been winning games, as in there's enough of a sample size, even going back to last year, for Caleb Williams to say, yes, this man sprouts in the fourth quarters of games. To some degree, it's inexplicable considering how, not just this last game, but even games last year, how it was a big nothing in the first two quarters and the first drives of the game where you're like, does this guy get anything? Like, he's missing, you know, screen passes on the first drives of games. But there is a starting to become, in my mind, a sustainability to winning in the fourth quarter. Like, that seems real.
Can you get him to sprout in the first quarter?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Like, and that's all I want with everything with the Chicago Bears. I want to look at the way that they win games, and I want to be able to say, yes, that is a sustainable way to win games. Earlier in the season, I didn't see as much of that. Now I'm starting to see some of that. The running game, that's seemingly, there have been enough games now where the Bears have run the ball well to say that's something that might be sustainable for this program this year and into the future. Caleb Williams in the fourth quarter doing what he does, sustainable now and into next year as well.
Well, and it's one thing for us to observe what we observe, and it's another thing to be skeptical as somebody watching the game. It's another when your skepticism, if you're on a team, is going to show. It showed last year. So I picked up on it twice now because Caleb Williams said it once against the Saints, and Roma Dunze said it again in the locker room, inside the locker room, on Sunday after the game, talking about what they think describing this mindset as and winning in these one-score games is believing in the no. So let's listen to Rome first because he's the one who said it most recently.
On the fourth game where you've gone ahead in the last 2 minutes, how do you describe the belief that's swelling in this team in the late game?
Yeah, it's kind of what Lou said. You know, we're operating in the no, is what our coaches, you know, have harped on us. Coach L does a great job of giving us that message. You know, there's hope, there's belief, and then there's knowing. You know, we're operating in the no right now, understanding when we get to those two-minute situations, when we get to those opportunities where we go ice the game, we're going to go make it happen, and we know we're going to make it happen.
Now, I feel like that about some predictions, you know, hope, belief, and then knowing. I definitely felt that as somebody who predicts like sports outcomes, for example. Like there are hopeful beliefs and then there are actually believing it. And then there's just knowing this is how the game is going to go.
Is it living in the know or the known?
I thought it was the known.
Okay, I didn't hear the N there. But anyway.
I feel like it's understood.
I think, okay, carry on.
So Caleb Williams said it for the first time after the game against the Saints.
What's the feeling for you now, 4-2, and looking ahead to what can come here?
Yeah, belief. Still, it's confidence. It's belief. It's living in the know, the known. You know, the feeling of myself this year, in the sense of when we have games, when we're going through the game plan. You know, when we get to the end of the week, it's more of a feeling of we know we're going to win. And, you know, that's not always going to be the case, but the feeling of it is different than, you know, maybe, you know, or you know, we got to go out here and play a perfect game or anything like that. It's living in the known of the feeling of we're going to come out here and win the game. And obviously a lot of things have to go right, and we got to execute, and we got to, you know, communication, all these different things. Defense has played well, offense has played well, special teams, all three sides of the ball. But living in the known is kind of where we're at. Even when we were 0-2, we were still living in the known that we're going to, you know, fight back, and, you know, we're going to be 2-2, and then we'll go 3-2, and then we'll be 4-2. And so it's living in the known. We have to, you know, do things throughout the week, hard work, you know, staying late, do all the right things. But living in the known is where we're living, and, you know, we got to stay there. We got to keep being consistent. We got to, you know, hold each other accountable. We got to do the right things to be able to stay consistent and be the team we want to be.
He says living in the known, but the way he describes it feels more like living in the we can, living in the can, because he said even when we don't, as in even though they feel like they know, that means sometimes it won't work out.
I don't understand any of it.
So I think it's more about a philosophy than anything else. But like, why wouldn't you have this philosophy?
What is the known? Like, seriously, like, I'm not trying to be ignorant here. Like, what does that mean? I living in the known. What do you known? What do you
know? I think it's that they thought that, like he said, they knew that there were weeks where they might have to play perfect football in order to have a shot at winning the game. And I think they're at a much more confident place thanks to practice, and let's remember head coach called out practice habits earlier in the season.
And last year, different coach.
But the team called it out last
Cole
year.
Cole Kmet called it out last
right.
year.
This time it was Ben Johnson, and then you hear Caleb Williams allude to it, and I think that they needed something to phrase it in order for it to make sense in a game. Like, you have to tell yourself to have discipline, you know.
Is that what it is? Like, what is living in the known?
So I think it was just them describing their confidence of their practice habits and their understanding of the game being able to translate to knowing that they can win a football game this year.
So it's living in the knowing. Is that what it should be?
I think it's living in the known.
And knowing that they should win?
What the known is in that definition, this is what I'm taking away from it contextually.
Okay.
What living in the actual known is what they know. And what they know is they have the skills. They have the attitude, and they have the knowledge of how to win a game. It's not like they're coming up short anywhere. They have. That's why I said it feels more like the can than the known, because, yeah, you could do that, but it's more of a belief because they are prepared for the moment, because they have all the skills. Look, I'm with you, Grody, in that it's one thing to talk about it, but there's a certain level to me. Especially going back to Caleb's comments, because he was saying 4-2 before they were 4-2, right? Like, if that's the Saints game, they're 3-2 at that point?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
I got to look at the record, but I think he was trying to say that that's what their record was. They lost to the Ravens, obviously.
I get living in the now.
It's living in the known.
What do they know? Like when,
no,
when,
you're
when
right. That's 4-2 after the Saints win.
When that's going through their heads as players, when they're apparently thinking about what the coaches are saying and they're out on the field and we're living in the known, what do they know?
They know that they can probably win the game. And I don't think they knew that last year.
So that's
and I
what
think
it is,
that's why they
thing.
Found different ways to lose the games last year.
It's been something that's been stressed clearly by their coaching staff to remind them that, okay, hey, you got this. And like I said, when they're 0-2 coming off a blowout loss to the Lions, it's a fake it till you make it thing. Like, hey, we are capable. We do have enough talent on this roster. We do have a game plan that if we execute it, we will win. But you actually got to go out and do it. At some point, you know, winning solves everything. You got to go do it. So to hear Rome talk about it, as opposed to the way Caleb talked about it, I think the difference is by the time Rome's talking about it, they're coming off that Bengals win. They know that anything is possible.
Hey.
And they have a guy in Caleb Williams who at that point had already orchestrated three comebacks late in games to get the job done. So it's not like they were being asked to do something that they hadn't proven that they could do. That's what it comes down to me. That's even listening to him. But I think when Caleb said it the first time, it was more like, yeah.
It sounds like something a coach says that sounds really neat. The way, like, it's very deep and neat and
inspiring.
Inspiring in a way. But I don't even think the players know what they're saying. They're just saying we're living in the known without giving context to what it actually means.
No, I think it's them saying, like, they know that. A, they know what they've practiced all week.
Okay.
And then B, they know that they can win this game.
But you're just guessing.
The context of the question.
Yeah.
I mean, when the question is asked and that's the answer.
Yeah.
I think, like, specifically, Rome was asked by Dan Wiederer about being able to win in the last 2 minutes of games. And so he alluded to it again, and that's why I thought it was interesting to bring up. I think they feel differently about games based on how they've practiced throughout the week. And I think you're seeing it in the results of the game.
It's definitely a model.
I feel like they're probably more confident in their material and their knowledge base going into a Sunday than they were last year.
But that's just it. We're all sitting here guessing and giving our opinions on what it might mean instead of being able to say, yes, live in the known.
I told you, my ultimate takeaway after listening to both those things that were weeks apart from each other is that when they say living in the known, it's more like living in the can because they know what is possible and that they can do it. One, because they have done it, but two, because they've been trained to do it. They're ready to do it. They've been prepared for this moment in the fourth quarter late in games when they're down or when the score's tied or whatever.
I'm going to more answers. I'm seriously. I will.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
You're
no, I'm dead serious. Not being sarcastic.
For examples?
I will. No, I will ask them to further define what when you guys say living in the known, what specifically do you mean by that? To define it better for this show.
I think you start with the head coach because that's where they're getting it from. So,
all right, I'll ask Ben Johnson, but if I get a chance, if it feels right in the flow of the press conference tomorrow, I will, and maybe I'll have to wait till Thursday. I won't be there Friday, but I will ask players about it. I've got 2 days to ask players, and I'll try to get it into Ben tomorrow.
What about Darnell Wright? Are you going to point out that he wasn't born with a horn?
I just think it sinks my heart every time you say that. I mean, like, I've seen the commercials on TV. If you were born without a horn, call this number or help the kids that were born without a horn.
No prehensile tail, no unicorn horn. It's a real bummer.
I don't have a horn. Oh,
man. The way
also,
he said it.
I am so sorry.
847. Hey,
must
Jordan
be embarrassing.
Sure isn't living in the known.
Yeah, can you imagine his parents, like when they would go to functions, and there's little Darnell without a horn? You know, I mean, that is, to me, that is just terrifying. Terrifying.
It sounds like a Gen X cartoon for the holidays, like growing up, like Rudolph is different because he's got the red nose or something.
Right. See, he was born with a red nose, which turned out to be pretty cool now, didn't it, Donner and Blitzen?
Not just a birth defect.
And Skippy.
What about Prancer and Vixen?
Prancer and Vixen and Snappy? What about Snappy? Don't forget about Snappy.
I'm pretty sure I heard you say Comet and Cupid were no good there. And now you know what it's like to talk about sports.
Who was the father? Was it Prancer, the mean dad in Rudolph, where he was trying to rub off the red nose? Remember when he puts his paw on the nose and turns the red nose to black?
That I don't know, because that stop motion, like, quote, cartoon, end quote, was, I think it deserves another look. Like, it,
really? Do tell.
I don't know.
More.
I think, like, as a kid, you're just watching it, not really thinking. And as an adult, I'm like, huh, maybe I should watch this again.
You mean things that are not appropriate?
No, I don't know that it's not appropriate.
Like how fake the abominable snowman looks?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on out here?
Yeah.
Is that what it, I mean, no, the abominable snowman is, as an adult, not abominable. You know what I mean?
See, this is why we need to revisit it. Right now, caller 6 to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nashawn Wright and hosted by me, Layla Rahimi. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city.
Donner, by the way, who texted us.
Oh, it is Donner?
He was pretty strict. He was pretty mean. He just didn't get his kid.
You know who looked pretty magical? Victor Wembanyama.
Wemby, they call him.
Bulls lost to the Spurs. We got to talk about what Wemby did and what we're seeing, because I feel like an ascension is here. We'll do that next.
I don't have a horn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.